I really didn't think I had it, to be honest with you. I was talking to one of our physicians one night, and he said, "You're going to get a test." So I said, "Okay." But the next morning, I got a knock on my door at home, and there's a doctor and a nurse standing there in full PPE. And I said, "Are you going to come in?" And they said, "No, you're coming out." So I walked on the front porch, and they proceeded to give me the swab test on my front porch, which, of course, my neighbors now knew something's going on over there. I got a call about probably 36 hours later saying that I was COVID positive. Interesting enough, what comes to mind first is the fact that I was taking care of my mom. So my mom was in the house, and our youngest two sons, my wife was in Florida with her parents. So my mom had just gotten out of the hospital. She was home with me. And so the first thing that went to my mind is, how do I prevent my mom from getting this? I've got to figure out how to do this. I was never hospitalized. Interesting enough, breathing was really never an issue. So it's really interesting how people experience this differently. I did have a fever. I was unbelievably tired. So our youngest two sons are 23 and 21, and they grew up big time. And for approximately 5+ weeks, my mom and I were never on the same floor in my house. How hard was it to run a system in quarantine? It was just time to get creative. You know, I run a health system. I never went to school to do this. My background's very different. I had to really come up with, how do you lead? And you can be on phone calls and you can be up to date on what's going on, but you got to get past that. We came up with a plan where I did videos, but I think what's important for people to understand, I was going to be okay. The most important work done at our hospitals today, the first is this whole idea of teamwork. I've never seen it stronger. Second, that the idea you take on these battles, something new, and just totally reorganize, restructure the way in which we do anything. Even a patient's family, somebody working in one of our places that's been open, it's totally different. And some of that's probably good going forward, some of it's not. We're fighting a very, very contagious virus that you can't see. We still have trouble figuring out who has it. We don't have any prevention. We don't have any treatment. So there's just this essence of fear. And we just have so many stories of people working together to help each other and overcome that fear. And still, when it's all said and done, put these patients first. We had many situations where somebody's not going to make it. And that whole end of life thing, for a period of time when nobody was allowed in, was happening between caregivers and family members as they kind of communicated. That's not how we want to do it. We're here as our mission to deliver care. That's what we do. We would not do that in an environment that's not safe. So we've come a long way with all of our facilities to make sure that those people who entrust their care to us, we're going to take care of them and it's safe. So these are safe places to go. We're all dealing with something new. So all of a sudden, the table's open for anybody. And whether it's a clinical decision or a drug to trial or plasma to use, we learn from many, many things that we never thought we'd learn from.